Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Recently on the Heroes Podcast Network, Echo Station.
Well, what's the main planet that Endor, the forest moon of Endor? It's a moon. So there's a major planet, obviously, that it...
Is the forest moon of Endor? Is Endor the actual planet then?
See, isn't that confusing?
Yes.
Is it the forest moon of the planet Endor, or is it the forest moon called Endor?
Kaiju Curry House.
It got to the point where he started climbing the Empire State Building, and my mom is like, he's not gonna die, is he?
Oh no.
My mom doesn't know shit about these films, but anyways, it was just like, Mom, this doesn't end well for Kong. And she's just like, I can't watch the rest of this. Turn it off. I'm like, you can't get to this point in Peter Jackson's King Kong 2 hours and like whatever many minutes later and not watch the end.
Screen Heroes.
The nipples just were confusing to me because they just make no sense.
That is our clip, by the way.
But I mean, male nipples are kind of confusing anyway. So.
Right? Like, well, they serve true. Zero that's purpose. True.
Do you think that was the point he was trying to make?
It's a much deeper message, yes.
Is Batman and Robin a heavily an allegory? Social allegory?
Yeah.
Subscribe today at heroespodcast.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Podcast Addict, and more.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Cam. I've got Thomas here, my boy.
It's me.
Hey, and we just wanted to give you a quick update on the show.
Small update.
Small update. Large update, I would say. So Thomas and I have recently decided that we are going to be leaving Gamer Heroes. We spoke with Derek, who's currently in charge of the Heroes Podcast Network, and I believe the decision has been made to just kind of sunset the show. At least for now. So, unfortunately, this is technically going to be the last episode of Gamer Heroes. It's been fun. I've really enjoyed doing the show. Which you can kind of go a little bit more into. It's been tough. We know lately that it's just been a lot of, what are you playing? Well, Destiny, you know, and like we're a lot of.
You just know what I played a lot of this year?
Apex Legends.
Apex
you
Legends.
Sure did.
Man.
Yeah, and we just feel that. It started to become work in a way that we kind of didn't really feel comfortable continuing to go with.
I think we both have, like, a very high level of passion for gaming.
Yes.
But reporting gaming news is not that passion.
Yes, agreed. I think there's a lot of that in there, too. It felt a little forced sometimes whenever we would try to do that stuff. Not to say that, like, it's not fun to talk about that stuff, because it is, and it's great.
Well, but part of it, I mean, we've always tried to focus on positive things, and yeah. We've tried to focus on news that more or less we actually care about.
Sure.
Because, you know, like I said, our passion isn't the news. We have plenty of passions in gaming.
Right.
But if there was no news that, you know, if it was a week of news that was either really just depressing. Just yes. nasty stuff.
Which, unfortunately, was a lot in 2019.
It's a lot, a lot.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. So, you know, we don't even want to talk about that. So it takes, like, you know, the biggest news stories we don't even feel like getting into. Because what do we have? On one hand, I just, you know, I'd rather focus on positive things. But what would we have to contribute?
Sure.
That somebody couldn't hear more professionally somewhere else, right?
Yeah, completely
understand. So, you know, what role do we have to be the people breaking news like that? Well, I'm not interested in it.
Right, and yeah, it just wasn't really kind of, it just like straight up just isn't what we found over doing this. Like, I think it's been a great, awesome learning experience for us, but it's just something that neither of us just really care to do, like you said.
Yeah, then it would be like, oh, cool, there's news about something that we just couldn't care about.
Right, and I love talking about the news, and I'm still probably going to continue to do that on maybe, like, other shows here and there, but that's not going to be, like, my primary focus going forward.
Yeah.
You know?
I look at the games I play. I mean, most of the games I play aren't even from this,
like,
calendar year.
The joke that we make on the show all the time about how you have to, like, legally wait 1 year for you to play a game is pretty fucking spot on.
Yeah,
like,
it's pretty
You are
true.
Playing God of War 2018 and XCOM 2 right now. Like,
I just played some more Celeste.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
Nothing
constantly...
Nothing wrong with those games. It's just very funny. It just kind of... There was a bit of a disconnect for us wanting to keep up with the current day-to-day and mm-hmm. also just how both of us consume games. And that's perfectly fine. Like,
yeah.
Play games however the fuck you want.
Hashtag
like,
budget gamer, baby.
Like, I'm not going to get out here and say you should only play the games that came out this year. Like, I played a whole lot of games that came out mm-hmm. in 2019. I'm probably going to do the same with 2020,
I recognize
that I'm not the only person that does that.
Asked a bunch of people, especially on the LFGKC Facebook group, just like, hey, what's some stuff you played in 2019? And a bunch of people were just like, yeah, I haven't heard of any of these games.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, because a lot of people, unless you keep up really with the industry, how else would you even find out about them?
Totally.
You know,
totally.
I was talking to somebody at one of the Christmas things I was at a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and he said in no uncertain terms, he was like, I just don't think there have been, you know, really any good games this whole generation. And I'm thinking,
all right.
Where do I start?
All right, sir.
You know, but I found out when, you know, based on the things he was telling me he liked, it was racing games, shooters.
Sure.
And I don't play almost any of those. I mean, I play Overwatch, and now I play Apex. But, you know, Overwatch is the exception, not the rule. You know, there are plenty of people who play shooters who don't even somehow know what Overwatch is, right? Mm-hmm. So, as, like, so, you know, I consider myself, like, the community manager of GGKC. The whole point is I went to appeal to casual people as well as really avid, you know, people who keep up with news, or people who play all the newest things or whatever, or you know, even really passionate people who only play games from like the 90s, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
That stuff's all great, but everyone's interests are so diverse that it's hard to make assumptions about what people do or don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I'm like cracking jokes, because, you know, I might crack a joke to a, you know, a digital room full of people, and like two people even know what I'm talking about it. Are talking about, and they might not even think it's funny, you know. So it can be hard to navigate the different gaming spheres, because
totally.
Unless like Giant Bomb is a podcast and a community of in the internet that I am a big part of or that I consume a lot, and it's nice to have a lot in common with these people I don't know, because we were working from a foundation of knowledge that is this production company,
mm-hmm.
right? So I can generally assume if they listen to that podcast or those podcasts, they're going to more or less pick up on anything I'd say. Like, they probably know more than I do. And so that's kind of nice. So when I go and try to make those same jokes, you know, I'll drop a meme in a group or something, and crickets.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll send it in a private chat with my buddies, and they'll be like, I don't
it's
get
like,
it.
What is happening here? And then you have
nerd?
To explain the joke, and then it just ruins it. Yeah,
I love explaining
jokes. I completely
jokes.
Understand. Oh, it's great, right?
Anyway, yeah, I love doing this stuff, but I've realized, like, since my heart is not in the modern, the day-by-day news, I'd rather be talking about other stuff.
Sure.
But it's like hit or miss, because even when I pick out, you know, when I cherry pick the stuff, I'm still like, I don't know. As far as like a news outlet, it's very laser focused on very specific things. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
Very, very kind of like niche community driven. Yeah. Like you have the things that you're interested in and not really much else. And honestly, that's fine. Like I am kind of a lot of the same way. And like, I do enjoy keeping up with gaming news and like a lot of the stuff happening day to day and all of that. But I
don't want to be the one preaching.
It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
So,
I would say my favorite thing about this show is the same thing. So we've had, we've never had Chris. Have we had Chris Mowry on this show?
Yes, we did once you were gone. I think you were out and we did an E3 recap.
That's right. That was right around Bonnaroo time.
Yep. Yeah, you were absolutely not here.
So, oh, yeah. 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 That would have been no chance. Ironically, the Bonnaroo lineup dropped today. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, you need to go see Marc Rebier for me, please. Thank you.
Okay. We'll talk later.
Great.
So we've been on Chris's podcast. I used to host the Gamer Heroes podcast. I used to host the BOG podcast. Don't bother looking it up. but I hosted that with Chris, who now hosts Look Who's Talking Mao. That's M-O-W, because his last name is Mowry. We've been on his show a couple times, and you should continue to check him out, because with my old project with him and with his current project right now, the whole thing is spotlighting the community. So today, or this week, he had Hartzell Gray on, who's a big mover and shaker in music, and like he does radio at 96.5 The Buzz around here, and a bunch of other stuff. He's
around
really
here is Kansas City, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, and he's really involved with the community. Well, I love that stuff. Like,
yeah,
learning
absolutely.
About people who live around here, you know, his show is a big variety show. And I really like that, because when I tune in, I know it's going to be somebody local, which I care about. I know it's going to be Chris, who I care about. And it's going to be something that's new to me, you know. And I appreciate all those things. And so in the future, I would love to do something like that. My favorite part about this show is having Chris on, even though I wasn't here. Mm-hmm. But having just a whole bunch of people on, Jimmy, Carlos, my friend Joe. That's my favorite part about all this, is getting the slice of life gaming from people, because everybody's into way different stuff. I mean, you're way into, you know, like the Persona games, right?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't know anything about those games. And I like hearing about them, but I'm probably not going to go play them.
You shouldn't.
And
honestly,
that's fine.
Full honesty.
But I just love hearing that stuff from people, to just hear what really lights their fire.
Yes.
Because I love hearing people get excited. Well, yeah. About anything, honestly.
And so, like, that was, I guess since we're talking about our favorite bits of this show, my favorite thing, obviously, I think, was that 100th episode that I put together.
Mm-hmm.
Where I reached out to a ton of people, all of them my friends, which was really cool to just, like, sit back and look and be like, oh, man, like, these people are really cool, and they, like, for some reason associate with me. Like, what?
Man, and you got some big scores on that, dude.
That's pretty rad.
Like, you didn't really tell me who was going to be on there, but you were excited about it, and you're like, yeah, I got it all wrapped up. I think we're in good shape. And then I listened to the episode, and I'm like, wow, Cam really understated the guests that
but like all of them are like still like very good friends of mine, and it's just really cool. And I loved being able to hear about the people who inspired them, and it's cool hearing, like, if you go back and listen to that episode, Blessing, who was on the show, he, like, his first memory of gaming was a friend of his that just, like, he went over and just played on his PS2, and he just got hired full-time as, like, his first industry job as a games editor for Kinda Funny, which is fucking huge.
Yeah,
like, that's awesome. It's just really cool to, like, understand where people come from, and it's never bad to put more gratitude out into the world, you know?
And I like the perspective of something like the 100th episode, where it's easy, if you read a regular author or a writer, you know, an editor or anybody in games, you can have your favorite person, you know, whether they're in front of the camera or, you know, putting ink to paper, so to speak. You can get used to them, but you don't necessarily know where they came from unless they go out of their way to tell you. And getting those behind the scenes listens, you know, kind of a candid, more personal take on that stuff, I find so useful, because it gives you context for, you know, let's say somebody's reporting the news to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going through a filter. It's going through a host, or it's going through something, right? And that stuff colors what you're hearing. So if you're consuming something, you should have a good idea of where it's coming from.
Yeah.
So when you've got especially passionate people, because this is an industry of entertainment, it's important to know, and I think it's fun and useful to know what that lens is that you're seeing stuff through, because you're being affected, whether you know it or not, by those people, which, you know, is a good reason to surround yourself by positive, you know, encouraging forces rather than people who are just angry and hitting the gavel all the time. But to see those people succeed, like, sometimes you find somebody after they've already made it big, mm-hmm. right? To be able to get a look into the journey that took them there is inspiring because, you know, it makes you realize, oh, that could be me.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I just love that stuff. I would say definitely go listen to our 100th episode. It sounds like this show will be live or will remain up for a few more months.
Yeah. The feed eventually will go down. I believe the current plan is that once the feed goes down, we are actually going to be taking the challenge mode episodes with us to mm-hmm. whatever project we come up with next. Because mm-hmm. This is definitely not the last you've heard of Thomas and I, at least.
Definitely.
Go check that out. I think it was great. I really enjoyed putting that together. And if you can't hear it, sorry. It's good.
Sorry.
Hit up somebody. I'm sure somebody's got it.
So we've got that. I'm gonna probably start a, you know, similar to Chris's Variety Kansas City mm-hmm. podcast. I'll do something with that with gaming to continue to do what we've done here, but less news, more just getting people's stories.
Yeah.
Painting a picture of what Kansas City gaming looks like.
Yeah.
And then I've also been working on CrossUp, which we just had. CrossUp is a bi-monthly fighting game tournament, which we've been hosting for about a year and a half now. Our team has been together for about 2 years now, but that's with my friend Devin, who's Valteria, I want to say Valteria KC on Twitter, and my friend Christina, who works at Tapcade, and it's been totally fundamental. And
Christina rules.
She does.
Christina rules.
She's great. We couldn't do it without her. We couldn't do it without Devin. We've got a team of volunteers, including you.
That's me.
Who, I mean, this stuff is all a group effort, and we only do it because we love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the day that we break even on that stuff, man, I'm looking forward to that day. But it's really cool being able to put on events like that and to give an opportunity to people in the community that they might not otherwise have.
Right.
But it's a really fun learning experience. It can be stressful, mm-hmm. but anyway, that's CrossUp. We have big plans for 2020, and I'm really looking forward to them. You can follow CrossUp on Twitter. I want to say we're CrossUp at CrossUp Fighting.
That's all correct. One word. Yes.
GG Kansas City is still going to be the same one. GG_Kansas_City. You should follow us now because there's a pretty good chance we're going to have a name change that I threw around for months last year, but I got to get my ducks in a row for that. And then I'm Thomas, Tegan, not Sarah, with no H. So and Tegan, no, not Sarah, one.
Yep, I forgot. Yeah. So there's a one at the end.
There's
there.
A one at the end. And I'm actually starting to use Twitter some more.
You actually tweeted like 3 times today. I was really proud of you.
That, man, that's a record.
I was like, wow, these aren't just retweets. What's he doing?
But who knows?
Tweeting about unfollowing Air Bud, you fucking monster.
Well, the work had to be done. So I'm doing that stuff. Whether it's I or we do something with challenge mode, I'm really looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. The deep dive stuff I'm way into because that's more niche. That's putting a microphone up to somebody who's really excited about something. I'm also looking forward to giving that mic to other people besides just me. That's one of the great things about that show is it's not just
absolutely
me shouting into the void.
Absolutely.
That I get to hear about stuff. So looking to more of that whenever that comes to fruition, maybe under the same name. I mean, probably under the same name.
Yeah.
That's what I got. Cam, plug yourself. You're doing a whole bunch of stuff.
I am doing a whole bunch of stuff, and 2020 is probably just going to get wilder from here for me.
Well, it's almost over, so you better hurry.
Oh, God. it is January 7th as of this recording. So I do another show with my friend Nate called the New Entertainment System Podcast. It's very silly. We basically mash up a bunch of different game pieces and do like this weird kind of fun Mad Libs of sorts where we make up and pitch fake games to each other. We've had a ton of like really cool and higher profile guests that I ever expected, and that's going to continue into the next few months, which is exciting.
That's awesome.
We've got some cool projects coming up. We are at the NES Pod on Twitter. Just follow us there. Anything that we do, which 2020 I think is going to be a pretty fucking good year for us, that's going to be posted there. I probably in the next couple of weeks here going to get back into doing some Twitch streaming. That's twitch.tv/CamKonick. Not for really any like major purpose, really just because I want to hang out with people and friends on the internet, and that's a pretty good way to do it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to get some like writing done, you know, recently, lately. Might do some, like, get back into music at some point this year. You can follow me on Twitter at TheCamDyMan. That's K-A-M-D-Y-M-A-N. Anything I post, I am trying to be very good at shamelessly plugging myself there, because boy, does it feel bad doing it in person. I am hating this, Thomas.
Got you.
Yeah, just follow me there if you want to keep in touch with anything that I do. And if you don't, that's fine. I totally get it. But yeah, thank you everyone for your support over the... I guess the show's been going on for a few years now, for about the year that we've been doing it.
Mm-hmm. I think I was here in like 63 or something like that.
The,
you know, way
I
back.
You meant 1963.
No, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay. Wow.
We were the
wow.
first podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, internet's first podcast.
Yeah, it's been about a year for me. I think we're coming up on the anniversary of the episode where you were like, hey, you should come on the show. And that was like my first ever podcast, which is cool.
Crazy to think that I've really only known you for 1 year.
It is. Absolutely.
That's pretty wild.
It's wild that, like, a lot of the most important people in my life I have met through, like, doing this show and doing other shows and just, like, being active online. Like, internet friends are cool. And, like, just make friends with people. If I'm giving you any parting advice, like, it's... The world sucks, so you should be excited about things. And if people don't like that you're excited about things, then just kindly tell them to fuck off into the sun forever.
Yeah.
Because they're like, life is too short for you to not be excited about things. And if something makes you happy and like just like drives that fire in you, then fucking go for it. That's great. Like, that's what we're doing. Like,
yeah.
And, like, unfortunately, like, you have to, like, sometimes move on from things that you care about. Like, we just don't really have the time or kind of energy to keep this show going and give it the care that we want. So that's kind of us just moving on to, I guess, greener pastures, except we're not dying.
Well.
So. Yeah. Yeah. That was awkward. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, thank you so much, everyone, for your support throughout the entire show. You guys do mean the world to us, genuinely. Big thank you to Derek and Heroes Podcast Network for giving us this opportunity kind of in the first place, because I know this was Derek's show, mm-hmm. And he just kind of passed it off to you guys, and then
here we are.
Passed it off to me. So,
yeah, if anybody is interested in hosting a show, I know that originally this was Kansas City based, mm-hmm. whether or not that was intentional, it was just the people Derek networked with, but now there are other shows like the Kaiju Show.
Yeah, Kaiju Show's great. I really like Kaiju Curry House a lot. Those guys definitely know their stuff. They get a bunch of really cool guests on there, which I think is really exciting.
They've and they got sweet titles. I like
yeah
them.
Oh, they do. Like, they have like a Friends naming scheme, which I'm really mm-hmm. into for like podcast titles. I was on an episode of Screen Heroes, which I think is, it's a great show. Like, I really enjoy, I don't really care too much about movies, but I really enjoy, like, listening to people talk about, like, the ins and outs and what they think about a whole lot of that stuff. So definitely give that, check that out. I think they're doing a fantasy show now, Spellbound.
Yes.
Spellbound's pretty cool. There's Echo Station, everything. Just follow, Heroes Podcasts on Twitter.
And also Derek, who's the Star Trek dude.
Yeah. Derek's great.
Derek is great.
He works incredibly hard to get all of this stuff off the ground, and I really think that not a lot of this stuff would be happening without him, for sure.
Yeah, and he's been pretty patient with us.
He has, because we have not recorded in a while.
Yeah, so this is all to say, if you are interested in hosting a show and you would like to be a part of the network to have the resources that Derek has offered us, I would suggest hitting him up, because...
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I had never... I mean, he helped us find microphones and... yeah, just every step of the way, if we had questions, mm-hmm. he was somebody I could ask, which before I was just Googling how to do anything.
I think the understanding of podcasts that I have now, I don't think I would be where I was without Derek's like very patient, like almost training. Like he's very good at like...
Well, he had literal training on the site.
He did, yeah. And
where
like,
even I could figure out how
yeah,
to
edit. It was awesome. He's very good at just... If you have any questions, he won't really ever judge you for anything. If you have any questions or want a genuine help on something, he's just he's a very helpful dude. And I really learned a lot from working with him and the network, just like understanding how like a lot of that stuff goes, the stuff that goes into content production and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's, if you're interested at all, like honestly, like check him out, hit him up. Like he is great to work with, honestly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, cool. Then, I don't know. I guess that's a wrap for Gamer Heroes.
I think that's it. I think we're good.
Let's go play some video games.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.